This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. Headline: hundreds rally at state capitol for new bill that would erase past convictions. The hashtag Time Done campaign calls for convictions to be automatically removed from a person's record once they've completed their sentence. Dateline Sacramento, hundreds of activists, community leaders, and elected officials marched through the streets of downtown on Tuesday with a clear objective. They want convictions automatically removed from a person's record once they've completed their sentence. Their movement is called hashtag Time Done. Jay Jordan, executive director of Time Done, spearheaded the rally, said he hopes it will evoke change, saying, "We're here to bring people from all around the state, about 500 people from 9 different counties, to raise awareness about these tens of thousands of legal restrictions." The restrictions that Jordan is referring to are the inspiration behind a 1,400 square foot exhibit that was the focal point of the rally. The exhibit, known as the Wall of Consequences, lists more than 40,000 legal restrictions that people living with past convictions have to endure. Roughly 20% of Californians have past legal convictions that can restrict them from jobs, housing, and educational opportunities. "Fresh out of high school, I got convicted. I spent 8 years in the California State Prison," Jordan explained. "I got out and I thought I was going to take over the world. I was going to be a barber, sell insurance, start my own business. Then I quickly realized I couldn't do any of those things." That inspired Jordan to create a plan that he hopes will prevent others from having these same restrictions. So we're working on two bills, AB 1076 and AB 1331. The first will automatically expunge records, and the second will fix data problems that the criminal justice databases have. Now, regardless of what happens from here, Jordan and his team are inspired by the turnout and the amount of support that they received, adding, "It gives me hope. It gives me hope in humanity. It gives me hope in the American value system. And I believe we can get this done." Story coming from ABC 10 here in Sacramento, where this morning on the Morning Blend, they're encouraging you to tell them what you think. Here at the Morning Crunch Wrap, I'm going to tell you what I think. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Now, I'm sympathetic to the idea that you should serve your time and then be able to move forward with your life. That doesn't mean that all is forgiven and all is forgotten. It means you've served your time. And on the backside of that, there has to be a better way than completely wiping these things off of someone's record. Because if you wipe it off someone's record and then they go back and do it again, you don't have that precedent to go, "Hey, but they did this before." So it's like every time it's a fresh start until they go back and do the same thing again. Oh, but now they get a fresh start. I think the solution is probably more on the other side of this, which is, why are there so many restrictions on people who might have committed a low-level crime, something that wasn't a violent crime, something that, for all intents and purposes, yeah, they did their time for. They should be able to move forward with their lives. And I think that is probably the better solution than this idea that we're just going to wipe out anything that was on your record. I mean, I get it. You make a mistake at 17 or 18 years old, it sucks to have it follow you around for the rest of your life. But it needs to be noted. Now, should you be punished for it for the rest of your life? That's a whole other set of circumstances. And I don't think you should be punished for it for the rest of your life. I think the idea, the ideal in America, is that you, if you make a mistake, if you commit a crime, you serve your time, you pay your penalty, and then you move forward with your life, giving you an opportunity to build upon positive things that you do and a more positive person that you become. But that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a notation and a record of the things that you did that weren't. Should they be public? How often can you be asked about them? these are all things that are better places to focus what we're talking about. The idea that you're just going to wipe out a criminal record because, oh, well, I served my time, that's not going to fly. That's not going to fly with so many people, and for a very good reason. Now, even though these don't necessarily apply to violent crimes, there's always going to be the idea that, well, that's the next step. That's the next step that we go down. And then the next one's going to be, oh, it's going to be violent crimes. The other question that I would have is, okay, it doesn't apply to violent crimes. Does it apply to something that might have started out as something bigger that was pled down, which happens all the time? So let's try and focus on not making something be an albatross around someone's neck for the rest of their life if they've made a mistake and they're building upon it. But the idea that we're just going to wipe it out, I don't think that makes any sense. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass?